Thank you. Okay. Thank you, guys. Anyone recognize that last one? You won't see me, Beatles. A fun melody. How are you guys doing? Good? All right? Very nice to see you all here. There's so much music around Arcata these days. It's amazing. We didn't know if you guys were going to have any time to come out and see us or not. We weren't sure. There's so much going on. I'm sure there's... Speaking of which, tomorrow night there's a great concert here with our friend Scott Nygaard, who you listened to on the opening music there with Daryl Anger's Republic of Strings that we were listening to when you came in. But that's That's happening here tomorrow night, and you should check it out if you're inclined.
I thought we should talk about a little bit about what we just did. But I'm distracted. I'm noticing that you guys are wearing more dark colors and more plaids tonight than last night's audience. I thought we could retroactively introduce our introducer, Gardner, who is from Southern Humboldt and is... Gardner, are you 14?
I'm 12.
Oh, you're 12 still?
Huh.
Well, you're amazing. Gardner has his own radio program down there, and can you tell us when we can tune in and hear you?
Yeah, every other Friday night from 10 to midnight on KMUD, 91.1 FM.
91.1 nice. FM, KMUD, every other Friday night from 10 to midnight.
Yeah.
Good going.
88.1. That's great. Gardner came and hung out with us at the Big Sur Music Camp this past spring, and it was a great time. We're hoping you'll join us again. From there, we went into something that Simon, well, we introduced each instrument, and then we went into something that Simon composed expressly to challenge me. No.
I mean, I still can't play it.
It happens to be, I think, my favorite thing that we play, and it's also very challenging. And it doesn't have a name yet because we haven't recorded it, and we never name anything until we actually make a record, and then we sit around for like 12 hours before the record's actually being printed in its very last little stage and go, oh my God, what are we going to name these tunes? Oh my God. So we need a little external pressure to come up with names. So that one's living currently as the Big Five tune because it's in a large five signature. So if you think of any good names besides those which sound like a sporting goods store, let us know.
Yeah, our friend Jesse decided to be called Johnny Five in honor of a probably not very well-known 80s movie. Short Circuit, anybody? Yeah. Yeah, all right, there we go. There we go,
we
exactly.
Watch that,
but it
you?
Didn't stick, so.
And then we played a tune that was composed by a friend of ours that I learned at 3 in the morning at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival when everybody else at the party was just a little bit drunk and I was slightly not, well, I wasn't really drunk because I, for some reason, wasn't, I just didn't do that night. And I'm just, in fact, I'm not very good at getting drunk.
It's a skill.
So I was busy playing, I was playing tunes with Chris Eldridge and Paul Cowart from the Punch Brothers. They were pretty fun to play with. They're amazing musicians, and they were pretty sober, too. And so...
It helps.
Yeah.
It does.
So that we call that Critter's Tune. It was written by Chris Eldridge, but I did learn it from Paul Cowart, the bassist, although he did teach it to me while he was playing the fiddle, so... not that you need to know
Everyone
any of that, but you can imagine
get
it, being...
Get all that straight.
You can imagine being backstage at this crazy... the end of this crazy festival, and it was like it had snowed outside, and so it was a very strange year at Telluride. It was June, but it was freezing outside, and we were all holed up in this little cozy back room having sort of like a big musical family moment, and I learned that tune, and then I was stoked that I remembered it later. Then we went and had breakfast. And then we played, of course, You Won't See Me from the Beatles, and we've got a lot more notes planned for you, so watch out. Don Morris kindly rehaired our bows last night, and so we might be putting on a lot of rosin tonight. But it's really nice to have a freshly rehaired bow. It's
oh,
so good.
Oh, so nice. It's great.
Yeah, it's great. I love that.
Hey, man, where's your bass?
Oh, my bass. It's here, kind of.
Maybe
later there'll be some bass coming
bass
out.
Bass action.
This is a tune that's real special to all of us. It was written by our friend Wes Corbett, who played in the band in the early days, and we recorded it on our first CD. And it's called Daniel.
It's all you, man. Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, good. Let's see, if I do that when I don't know what to say and everyone's just like, then I'm screwed. Because, I don't know. Actually, I was talking with this, is Halima here? Halima here tonight? No. Well, I was talking with her last night about it. She was like, I forget what she was saying about my stage banter, but something it included, like, you're just such a weird guy. And I was like, yeah, I guess. And my thought was, you know, like, whatever you've got, and it's true, I think, in most arenas of life, but especially in talking on stage, it's like, whatever you've got, you just have to roll with it. Like, you have to just try to refine what you already have. And with me, that was, like, extreme awkwardness. So it's been about, I don't know, 20-some years of trying to figure out how to work that into something that doesn't make people just be like, what is he doing?
Don't worry, she makes you guys.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. We played this gig with our friends, the Watkins, down in at this place, this club, Largo, in L.A. And for some reason, because it's L.A., like, they always have these people there who are, you know, like, movie people or something like that. And so John C. Reilly was there to play some guitar, because apparently he's, like, loves old-time tunes and songs and sings. And he was talking on stage, and I heard, and he was, like, he was making some joke, yeah, and then, like, I could say anything. And people will laugh just because that's what they expect from me. Even though, like, what if I'm trying to say something serious and they're still laughing about it? And it's like, I don't know, you know? You just, whew. It's, right. I don't know what I was going with that. I was going somewhere, but I lost it. Which is that, I'm losing the will. We should just play the next tune.
I'm going to pass this out to you guys. This is our email list / guest book. And so if you want us to let you know when we are coming to where you live, write your email address down. And if you don't live here, write the place where you live so that you know that you belong somewhere else in digital land. And if you want to tell us songs that we should learn or food that we should try cooking or what you don't like about the holes in the front of my shoes or anything, you can avail yourself.
Any issues with Simons and I shoes, you can feel free to comment on that as well.
Or even if you're just having some personal troubles tonight, you could write about that anonymously.
Meanwhile, we will play some Michael Jackson for you.
This is for our mom who requested that we maybe do something like this. She requested this and that Simon dance. I don't know if Simon's going to dance, but we are going to play this. Well, the show is young yet, so we never know.
Yeah, I think I've already inflicted enough on all these people.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
We've got one more little set for you, and then we're going to take an intermission after that. And this is a tune that I wrote when I was traveling in New Zealand with the band Crooked Still. I was over there. I had about a week to go hiking in this amazing mountain range. Had a crazy adventure out by myself in these woods and meadows and mountain lakes of New Zealand. And this melody came out of that. It's still untitled. Then we'll go into a Bruce Hornsby song called The Way It Is.
Oh, I remember what I was thinking. Oh yeah, whatever we think or whatever we expect to hear from a person has a huge influence, it seems like, on what we do hear from them. You know, like when they say something.
Does that relate to how my fiddle feels about being tuned to these different keys?
Well, see, now your fiddle expects to be tuned C, G, D, A, E? Is that right?
Which rarely happens, actually, in this band.
Right now I'm trying to convince it that being tuned up to A and then subsequently being tuned down to C, F, C, F, F is a good idea. I think it's kind of working, but we'll see by the end of this tune how well it's working.
Thank you.
working time, waiting for the welfare dime, 'cause they can't buy a job. A man in a silk suit hurries by, catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun, he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe about it before you made the rules, he said. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you so far. A law can't change another's mind when all they see at the hiring time is the line on the colored bar. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change, and that's just the way it is. But don't you believe that?
everybody. We'll see you in a few.
Thank you. We're looking forward to meeting some of you guys on the break and after the show. And my mom has some CDs in the back. And the guest book, if you have the guest book, maybe you could put it on the CD table so that in the intermission some people can write in it if they want. And we'll see you in a few minutes.